This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton of WDWNT.com. And here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for August 19th, 2022. Disney has announced that Princess Raya of Raya and the Last Dragon is officially joining the Disney Princess lineup for World Princess Week. Raya and the Last Dragon was released in March of 2021 after a delay due to COVID-19. Raya is a princess in the film, so it's no surprise that she will now become an official Disney princess. Disney did not announce any sort of ceremony like Princess Merida got for Raya officially joining the lineup. We'll see. Disney has announced activities, photo ops, and more that will be available at Disney parks during World Princess Week from August 21st through 27th. World Princess Week is a part of the ongoing Ultimate Princess Celebration, a global extravaganza across the Walt Disney Company that highlights the impact of Disney princesses and the courage and kindness they inspire in fans all around the world. Making her official debut, as we said, is going to be Raya from the Walt Disney Animation Studios film Raya and the Last Dragon. World Princess Week is being launched by Brandy, star of The Wonderful World of Disney, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella. Brandy visited Disneyland Resort for a special performance in front of Sleeping Beauty Castle of Starting Now, the theme song of Ultimate Princess Celebration. Disney will release the video of Brandy's performance on Monday, August 22nd. If you're staying at one of the resorts at Walt Disney World during World Princess Week, you can attend one of the Movies Under the Stars for Princess movie screenings all week at select resorts. Head over to Disney Springs maybe for a princess-themed DJ dance party. That'll be on Sunday, August 21st and Saturday, August 27th. Stop by the American Adventure Pavilion in Epcot for a Tiana and Naveen-inspired paper crown giveaway. And don't forget to indulge in one of the many princess-themed food and beverage offerings throughout the resort. Over at Disneyland, Magic Key holders can stop by Stage 17 at Disney California Adventure Park for an exclusive photo opportunity and magical extras. All guests can join Disney artist and historian Stacia Martin at Wonderground Gallery in Disney's in downtown Disney District on August 21st from 12 to 4 p.m. to see her draw Disney princess characters. Guests also staying at the hotels of the Disneyland Resort on August 22nd are invited to Disney's Grand Californian Hotel and Spa to see her in action once again. For guests who are staying at Disney's Grand Californian Hotel and Spa club level, there will be a special opportunity to watch and chat with Stacia in the veranda. At Disneyland Paris, check out the Royal Promenade, a cavalcade of princesses and queens set to the song Starting Now. Head behind Sleeping Beauty Castle for Aurora Welcome Greetings, a magical happening with Princess Aurora and dancers. Four exclusive magic shots from Disney Photo Pass are available during the week, and you can collect free princess collectible cards throughout the park before you head home for the night. If you're unable to visit a Disney park during World Princess Week, don't worry. There are plenty of opportunities to participate at home. Use the hashtag World Princess Week when posting your royal fun on social media. Walt Disney World has revealed all of the new and returning treats that will be available during World Princess Week from August 21st to 27th. There are treats celebrating the event at all theme parks, Typhoon Lagoon, Disney Springs, and a number of resorts. The list is too long to go through on this show. But for full details on the treats, check out our website. Beginning today, Walt Disney World has changed their advanced booking window for room-only reservations from 499 days to as far out as annual product release date. Here is the announcement. Beginning August 19, 2022, room-only reservations can only be booked as far out as annual product release dates. As a result, you will no longer be able to book room-only reservations beyond released annual product dates. Beginning August 19th, guests may book room-only stays through our current available booking window, which goes through December 31st of 2023. For guests wishing to book past our current available dates, well, new annual packages and expanded date availability typically becomes available in late spring. News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airports to Walt Disney World Resorts. Start your magical vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. No two vehicle designs are the same, and just in time for summer, kids ride free. If you book your trip now through Labor Day, you can enjoy free tickets for kids and reduced pricing for adults. Tickets do not need to be used during this time frame. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. The Disney Enchantment Fireworks Spectacular at Magic Kingdom will move to an earlier showtime starting October 17th as daylight hours get shorter. Disney Enchantment is currently being performed at 9 o'clock p.m. on most nights, though it is not performed during Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. Disney Enchantment will move from 9 p.m. to 8:15 p.m. performances. The retro look is always in fashion thanks to the Vault Collection for Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary, with two more button-up shirts now available. Party like it's 1986 with this teal shirt that features art from Walt Disney World's 15th anniversary. Other 15th items were released back in late July. The 15 years logo features both Cinderella Castle and Spaceship Earth, as the Magic Kingdom and Epcot were the only parks open at the time. Of course, it's not a party without Mickey Mouse, who appears surrounded with red, yellow, and blue confetti. Meanwhile, the 70s are back in style with this navy blue shirt inspired by vintage character designs of Mickey and his friends. A similar design was previously seen on tank tops and sweatpants. Donald Duck appears on the front of a pink, in front of a pink circle on one sleeve. Meanwhile, Goofy appears on the chest pocket, which is gold. Mickey appears as he did in the 1970s with the classic Walt Disney World logo. More patches appear on the back. Pluto is appearing in front of a seafoam green circle. The classic Mickey Globe D logo is one of the other patches on the back. Finally, Winnie the Pooh looks at a honeybee above the classic Walt Disney World word mark on a red circle on the bottom of the back. We found both of these at Main Street Cinema in the Magic Kingdom, but they have been seen showing up throughout the resort everywhere. Each of them is $59.99. Are you and your partner dressing up as Jack Skellington and Sally this year for the Halloween party? Well, you can complete the look with these new Jack Skellington and Sally Magic Band Plus. Magic Band Pluses? I'm not sure how to pluralize those, but the Sally Band is pink with a stitched heart on the center puck. Sally is pictured on one end, and her name is on the dotted end. You can see it in a handwritten style as though she wrote it herself. Jack's band is black with crossbones on the center puck. A holographic image of Jack is on one end, and his autograph is on that dotted end. We found them in the Emporium at the Magic Kingdom for $44.99. Now that the One Family Pin Trading Weekend has wrapped up, some of the extras are now available to all guests at Epcot. Pin Traders and World Celebration has a display of all the pins left over from the event. There is a Connected as One Connection Bar, that's $14.99. Connected as One Star Wars Family Set, Connected as One The Incredibles Family Set, Connected as One Oliver and Company Family Set, Connected as One Winnie the Pooh Family Set, and a Connected as One Fab Five Family Set. The sets have a limited edition of 750. They sell for $34.99, but the connection bar must be purchased separately. That one goes for $14.99. There are also a number of other pins available, and you can see them all on our website. The planned refurbishment of For the First Time in Forever, a Frozen sing-along celebration at Disney's Hollywood Studios, has been removed from the Walt Disney World calendar. The show was originally scheduled to close on August 22nd and reopen on September 17th. The refurbishment was later shortened to September 9th. A message on the Walt Disney World website still says the show will be closed during this period, but the calendar indicates it will be open. The refurbishment might be indefinitely delayed. We previously learned that the special holiday finale of For the First Time Forever, a Frozen sing-along celebration, will be returning this year. A 15-year-old trying to enter Disney's Animal Kingdom caught the attention of park security and law enforcement over this summer in a green Gucci backpack containing candy bars and juice boxes. Authorities found a stolen handgun. At Walt Disney World, people are regularly in trouble for bringing guns onto Disney property. This one stands out because the teenager from Alabama appears to be among the youngest, if not the youngest, to be caught with a gun on Disney property in recent years. At least that's according to the records that were released by Orange County Sheriff's Office. The high school freshman said he had no idea the gun was in the backpack, according to the Orange County Sheriff's report. Detailed this incident, which happened on June 25th. The boy's mother said that they had been on a Walt Disney World family vacation from Alabama. Before they left for their trip, the boy's 26-year-old sister gave what appeared to be an empty green Gucci backpack for the family to use at the parks. His mother, who also didn't know about the gun, had put the juice boxes and snacks in that Gucci backpack. I don't know if Gucci backpacks are super well insulated for those candy bars or what. But she said that for about 2 years, the boy's sister had owned a gun. It was a black handgun with a pink grip. The sister's gun matched the description, semi-automatic black Lorsen with a pink grip, model L25, of the one found in the backpack at Disney World. However, that gun, authorities said, was stolen. Authorities tracked the gun's owner to a woman from Alabama who said her Lorsen black and pink handgun was stolen from her vehicle on May 23rd, 2022. That's about a month earlier, not 2 years. The sheriff's office did not speak with the boy's sister because the incident report noted the sister was in Alabama. Neither the boy nor his mother nor the sister had a prior criminal history, according to the report. The sheriff's office did not arrest the boy, but he was trespassed from Disney and forced to leave the parks. Law enforcement filed charges with the state attorney's office, but as of Thursday, the boy has not been charged with a crime, according to the online Orange Circuit court records. Because the 15-year-old was not arrested and the fact that he's a minor, we're not naming him. The boy's mother could not be reached for comment when we called on Thursday. Maybe the pink gun was for the World Princess Week. I don't know. 14 new Disney legends, including the late Chadwick Boseman, the Black Panther, as you may know him, and the main cast of Frozen will be honored during a live ceremony at D23 Expo of 2022. The full announcement from Disney reads, "Today, the Walt Disney Company announced it will honor 14 new Disney legends in a special awards ceremony hosted by Emmy Award winner Tamron Hall, which will kick off D23 Expo, the ultimate Disney fan event presented by Visa in Anaheim, California. Anthony Anderson, Kristen Bell, Chadwick Boseman, Robert Coltrane, Patrick Dempsey, Robert Price, Bob Foster, Jonathan Groff, Don Hahn, Josh Gad, Doris Hardoon, Idina Menzel, Chris Montan, Ellen Pompeo, and Tracy Ellis Rose will be honored for their significant and lasting contributions to the Disney legacy. The three-day D23 Expo begins Friday, September 9th, with a fantastic spectacle that includes not only the Disney Legends Awards ceremony, but an early look at Disney 100 Years of Wonder, an extraordinary celebration 100 years in the making. For nearly a century, Disney has been entertaining and inspiring people around the world," said Bob Chapek, the Walt Disney Company CEO. "I can't wait to give fans a first look at what we have in store for the 100th anniversary and how we're using this occasion to celebrate all the fans and families who have welcomed Disney into their lives." Disney Legends Awards ceremony, which will be streamed as part of D23 Expo, will feature musical performances, special guests, and surprises for the audience, including a special performance by cast members from Disney on Broadway's production, the productions of Aladdin and The Lion King, as well as the North American tour of Frozen. The Disney Legends Award program began in 1987 when actor Fred McMurray became the first Disney legend. Yes, that's a trivia question. Remember that one. Including this year's honorees, 304 Disney legends have been named, beginning with the inaugural D23 Expo in 2009. Thousands of Disney fans have been able to enjoy the Disney Legends Awards ceremony in person. For full profiles on this year's editions, check out WDWNT.com. For the absolute latest in Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next Disney trip. The best part is that their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, click the bell for notifications, and hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of News Today with WDW News Today. You can also support the entire team behind this show by joining the WDWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Eric Morton saying enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
From WDWNT-TV, this is Park Center. Join us each week for news and discussion topics from the Disney and Universal theme parks around the world. We cover the stories in a quick, concise, and fun format, and then our panel breaks down and debates some of the biggest issues and what they mean for us, the parks fans. From the latest announcements to openings and delays to scandals and snacks and merchandise and more, we'll cover it all in 90 minutes. Join us live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on YouTube at WDWNT-TV or watch episodes on demand anytime. You can also subscribe to the audio version of the show on your favorite podcast app.